When Brian Smith moved to Tucson from Detroit, he started seeing people on the margins who he wanted to write about. What happened was a regular column in the Tucson Weekly called Tucson Salvage, writing the stories of those usually ignored by society. Well, he has now compiled those stories into a book of the same name, Tucson Salvage, Tales and Recollections from La Frontera. His wife, an award-winning director, Maggie Smith, has now produced a documentary based on those stories, and they'll both be in Denver this coming Saturday for a private screening of the documentary and a reading by Brian Smith. That's happening at the Mutiny Cafe in Denver.
Well, I found legless graffiti artists and ex-cons and former prostitutes and junkies and drug addicts, and, you know, these are the sorts of people that I've always been surrounded by or attracted to growing up, and these are my people in a sense, because I've been homeless and I've been strung out on drugs, and I have an understanding of such things.
I think it's very easy to further marginalize these people by boiling them down to their pain and their suffering and not realizing that they have a whole richness of other things going on in their life. And it's very easy, I think, to categorize them as people who are poor, people who are undocumented, people who are suffering from addiction.
Absolutely.
Instead of recognizing that there's a huge amount of beauty in their lives as well.
And that's the artfulness of it, right? I mean, that's finding the art in it. And that's what's challenging about it. And that's what's beautiful about it. And, you know, as a writer, I've worked in journalism for years. I never wanted to profile people who are famous or profile people who are trying to sell something. I mean, I was always attracted to the person who, even in my fiction writing, I was attracted to people who are just like the people that I met in Tucson. And that's what I found so fascinating. And Detroit was the same way, because that's another impoverished city, and Tucson is too. And, yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, Maggie, this is your first time as a director. Why did you want to then bring these stories from, first of all, from the newspaper, then they went into the book, now they're on the big screen. Why did you want to bring them to that medium?
I really believe in what Brian's doing, which is, I think, basically bearing witness to suffering. And it's very Buddha-like. It resonated with me as a practitioner of Buddhism. And I thought that this kind of listening without judgment was something that needs to be passed on in our culture. And it's a beautiful vantage point to make a film. You know, I see a lot of suffering in Brian's stories, but I also see a lot of transcendence. And there's something really amazing about hearing people tell their own stories when there's such a strong element of, as you would say, sort of like, most people would just pity them if they even bothered to look and see them at all, or lump them in a category as like, oh, that poor person, that homeless person. But to see someone empowered to tell their own story in their own words, and then hear that they actually made it. You know, their spirits are still intact, even if they went through really, really challenging things most of us couldn't imagine. And that power is what I wanted to bring to the screen for people to hopefully experience for themselves and grow their own empathy. Even if it wasn't in front of those people, I hope it changes their mind. And the next time they walk past somebody, they don't just dismiss them as some homeless guy, but they think, well, that person probably has a really amazing story, you know?
Well, Brian, what was your goal originally with the series of columns in the newspaper, now with the book? I mean, as Maggie said there, you know, she's hoping that people will reconsider when we encounter folks who are on the margins and acknowledge their humanity. I mean, do you hope that there'll be some level of understanding from this? Because you did mention that so many of these people are suffering under the Trump administration. So there's an element, I suppose, of politics around this, because so many of their circumstances are either exacerbated or as a result of what's happening right now politically.
I mean, people suffer. Doesn't matter who's president. But it's just particularly bad lately. That's easily acknowledgeable, right? And that's part of it. But also, we have this continual onslaught of like pure negativity because of the Trump administration. And this part of the idea of the column and the writing, and it's to show that there's this gigantic universe that's bigger than us. And these people are by seemingly look at smallness, at small lives, it's gigantic. There's this whole universe that sort of transcends the issues of the day.
Brian Smith is the author of Tucson Salvage, Tales and Recollections from La Frontera. It's a series of stories about people living on the margins, and it started as a newspaper column in the Tucson Weekly. And his wife, director Maggie Smith, has now created a documentary featuring the people written about in those stories. They're both going to be in Denver this coming Saturday, May 11th at 7 p.m. at the Mutiny Information Cafe. There'll be a screening of the documentary. Brian will read from the book, and there'll also be a performance by a musician, violinist Barry Smith, who's Brian's brother. So there's a lot going on, and you can find out more at mutinyinfocafe.com. mutinyinfocafe.com.